Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace with you. And, you know, I thought today would be a good day to do a little educating. The markets stink. There's nothing going on. And I thought, well, why don't we work on a little bit of education and help everybody out here. So let's go check out my Monday call, because I think you'll find it very interesting and you'll like what I'm having to say about what's going on. So let's go to Monday night. Here we go.
What's up? I'm early, but I'll come and hang out a little bit. I'm about ready to fall asleep because there's nothing going on. And somebody just messaged me and said, can we turn it back to last night's levels? And I said, I wish. But it just goes to show you, I kept saying we're going to see 18,000. Now I think we'll probably see new highs. We'll go through it later. I don't want to get into too much detail as we're waiting for others to come in, but interesting. It's like a death march. I mean, it's really brutal. Any questions while I'm hanging on? Markets are, you know, I don't know. I'll talk about it in a bit, but I don't know. I'm starting to wonder, but I am not wondering whether or not we're going down. We are going down. It's just a question of one, but you know, for quite a while, we've been saying kind of observe the markets and don't try to rush them, because I guess like a fine wine, they'll take their time. I don't know. It's challenging. It's very, very challenging markets. I haven't seen them this tough for, I don't know. I think I might have to say 04, believe it or not. But, you know, again, that's part of the business, being adjusted and ready for it. Wine turned into vinegar. Yeah, well, you know, but it really hasn't. Only your hedge has, but your accounts, your portfolio should be doing okay. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of the price you pay. You know, I did a farmer's webinar this afternoon, and, you know, they're different. Like, they don't, you know, they're growing, so they don't have a choice to get out or do anything. They have to either not hedge or hedge. And, you know, of course, you know me, I always believe in hedging. But, you know, you have a choice to get out. But, again, I don't want to get out. And, you know, again, you have to remember that this is a long-haul thing, and that's always what it comes down to. You know, certain things have certain characteristics, and this is one of those times, you know. It's frustrating. I can be honest. Okay. I mean, but you know what's going to happen. One day you're going to walk in, and I don't know what it's going to be, but one day you're going to walk in, and you're going to go, God bless America. Thank God I got that hedge on. And that's just, you know, you have to remember this, that it's a long-term commitment, and over time, the numbers will always work. Okay. But any given short period of time, you could be tortured. They could rip your fingernails off, right? They could stick pins in you, whatever it is they do for torture. You know, it'll happen, and that's just that is. This is where they test you. You know, if you do the right thing, they test you to not do the right thing. If you do the wrong thing, they test you to stay in. You know, it's just it's all life is a test. It always is. And that's, you know, kind of interesting. You know, I know it doesn't make you feel better, but that's what it is. I mean, I can't, you know, I've been through this so many times. Now you know why I look like I'm 100, okay, instead of only the 60 that I am, okay? Because, you know, if traders live in dog years. okay, is it game time? Yeah, it's close enough. Game time. All right, we're kicking it off. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome. Glad you're here. And another day on the ranch of sound asleep, nothing going on. You know, it's very frustrating for everybody, but especially for guys like me who depend on market action to make a living. Okay. But I just want to share this with you. I mean, we'll look at it more than one time, but this is a 4-minute chart. This is the market opening right here. Okay. Boom. And then nothing. For 5 hours, we traded in about a 35 or 40 tick range in the Dow. Okay. You know how hard that is to do in an 18,000 point index? For 5 hours, from 10 o'clock my time or so till 3:15, and even now, you know how hard this is to do, to have a market this stable that does absolutely nothing? Okay, I mean, really what we're seeing is we're seeing a keg of dynamite getting ready to pop. But, you know, again, sometimes the fuse doesn't work, sometimes the timing doesn't work, but that's really what we're looking at. But anyways, as we always do, we start off with our words of wisdom from our friend Connie. I can't change the direction of the market, but I can adjust my positions to always reach my destination. By Chopper. Always good. And again, that's, you know, kind of what we do. You know, you got to just, depending on the type of position you have on, depending on whether you're trading or investing, because they make a difference, right? It's, you know, you don't know how to, maybe people don't understand the difference between trading and investing, but there's a dramatic difference. If you're investing in your hedge, then you just forget about it. You take your medicine. You know, when you were a kid, your mom made you take that nasty cough medicine. Okay, you didn't want to, but you had to swallow it down. Well, swallow it down, because better days are coming, and that's it. And it doesn't mean we're going down, but your portfolio should be going up. And obviously, you'd like to be making more. It's not going up as fast, you know, as fast as we'd like it to. And hey, that's just part of the game. Again, I can't ever, you know, change what happens, but I can tell you, and you have to keep this in mind, when you do get the sell-offs, you will get a chance to buy more stock. So the next time this happens, you'll have more on. So, but you'll say the same thing, because we always do, because we all have that greed in our system. Okay, it's the old sell the VIX trap. Well, I got news for you, and it is interesting you mentioned. I'm going to address that in a little while, but that is a very good statement, because there's something going on there too, which I will explain. But anyways, my bitch, as you know, I always have many and sundries, but you know, I'm sick of the election already. I'm sick of TV. You can't turn on anybody without hearing about these idiots. And the honest to God truth is, I don't care which one you like, they're all idiots. And if they would do something and take care of the country instead of spending billions of dollars, I think this election from start to finish is going to be like $3 billion. Okay, we couldn't use the money to do something else. I mean, I don't understand why we're buying elections, and now you got, you know, it's a total waste. It's frustrating. I wish they'd stop already. That's my only thing. I don't know if anybody else agrees, but I'm sick and tired of hearing from everybody. Okay. I mean, you know, and it's going to be my prediction. We're going to have a four candidate race. That's my prediction. I think I said that last week. But anyways, so markets, you know, again, they're up. We didn't mention that they'd probably see 18,000. I think I wrote it last week. And again, I'm not long. I mean, you know, I didn't get long for it, but I did think we'd see it, because again, we're so close. You know, one thing you want to take away from the markets, okay? We know, on if you're an option trader, typically options, what they do, try to call pin, okay? They try to get to a number and stop. Well, big markets try to get to whole numbers. Okay, you know, like 18,000. They've talked about this for since it hit 17,000, because I was on air when it was in the 16s, and I said I didn't think it would hit 17, and I bet a drink it would go back to 16 before it went through 17. Well, I was wrong. Well, now we're already at 18. But at the end of the day, I would be very surprised at this juncture now if we do not pierce new highs. We're less than 2% away.
And that less than 2% away is an interesting spot, because, again, you know, we know that the markets are going. So, but we're going to step out here for a break. Make sure that you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, The Bubba Show. Make sure you get it. Be among the hundreds of thousands getting it. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And We are educating because I think that I taught a lot of stuff the other night that was really pertinent to what's going on in the markets. So I want to make sure that you get it as well. So let's go back to our education and do a little bit more learning. And here we go back to the Monday night call.
At this juncture now, if we do not pierce new highs, we're less than 2% away of all-time highs. So that being said, you know, again, I'm going to give you the read I always give you. I don't ever give you my reads based on my opinion, although you know my opinion is not very good here. But again, that's where we say fundamentals don't mean anything, right? All right. Anyways, so one more thing I want to show you here. This is interesting. Oh, I can't get back that far. Last night, oh, yes, I can. Oh, I can't. You know, sometimes I forget what I got to do, but I know I can hear. I want to show you this. This is just interesting, okay? So I go 2 days, and we'll go 10 minutes. Okay. So last night we opened around here. Okay, this is about the opening. Well, it's in the middle of the night, actually, but this is about the opening here. Okay, actually, this is the opening. And look what happened. We went down, and look where we came to. Now, you don't know that line happens to be a representation of this line. Okay, there it is. Right dead nuts to the bottom, and we popped. Now, again, I said last night that I would not be surprised at all if we ended up rallying and were up on the day. And, of course, we were. But today was obviously ugly because it just rallied, and it rallied, and we didn't do anything. But in the meantime, we were up 106, 18,004. You know, last week we thought that, 17.5 was an opportunity to take a look, but because we had that key reversal, remember what I said about that key reversal, right? I said it has not worked. The entire rally up since 07, I don't think we had one that's really worked properly. And once again, the next day, boom, 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 and here we are. So, again, you really cannot be a seller of the indexes here, as much as I'd like to say, hey, it's a good gamble. It's not a good gamble. Right now it's a horrible gamble because there is no action. Okay. So, you know, all you can do is wait and see if we're going to get to the new highs. I do believe that there's a fairly good shot that we'll get there. But the real problem is how is it going to get there? And the real lack of action in the markets makes it one step more challenging. Okay. And what I mean is when there's no volatility, okay, the right guys, the control in the right hands who know which buttons to push could push the right stocks to get it to new highs and have the rest of the market still be lower. The underneath the hood stuff still be going down. So very challenging, very tough, but we'll see what we can find. But anyway, so, you know, if anything, you know, if you got to dip down to 17.5, you know, you want to take a look for a run to new highs. And I would only do that. I'm not going to do it personally. I mean, I do intraday. I do take long positions, you know, just based on blow-offs and stuff. But if you're inclined to do that, I would not do it if we have made the new high already. But if we have not made the new high, I would certainly take a look at buying there at around 17.5. It did break it out. So, again, we cannot fight it. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray, was up today only a mere 13 points. And, again, we broke out. Okay, and interesting, that also came right to where it should have, where you would have expected. And we got a big pop. Now, again, you've got markets that are light. There's nothing going on, which makes it easier to maneuver. Remember, the sellers, okay, are kind of on vacation right now. And I think that my greed theory is playing out very well. And what I really believe, okay, is I believe that the traders that are getting in or the investors that are getting in now are greedy. I believe that a lot of this is what we would call late money. These are guys and gals that didn't participate. And now they're so frustrated because they missed it again. You know, they had that big opportunity. They didn't step in. So now with money so cheap and margins so easy, they're buying stocks with money they don't have to leverage up their position. And we always know that how that ends. Now, again, this cycle can be longer than I could expect. I'm not telling you when this could happen, but that is really the way I see it, is that we're seeing greed take over because the lack of volume really indicates that there's more to that meets the eye this overall rally. However, it is a rally. And as I always say, the markets are always right. So it's not for us to question what the market's doing, because again, if you fight it, you will fight it into the poorhouse. Listening to Hillary scream worth every penny. RNC is here. Yeah, RMC is there. That's exactly right. I know where you are. Whenever you get a minute, can you analyze the... Yeah, I will. Remind me when I get done with my stuff, and I'll do it 100%. I forgot to look at it myself. Okay. And Sanders. Well, Sanders, you know, the one thing about Sanders reminds me of Larry David, so I always think of Curb Your Enthusiasm. All right, anyways. The NASDAQ, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter. So we thought the NASDAQ was, if we were going to take a step in, might have been the one to look at, but we wanted to watch 4,800, and of course, look what happened. We could not do anything, and of course, boom, here we are. So, you know, I would seriously take a look at 5,000, okay? I have to say, now, know this, if you make that trade, you're taking in a higher risk than normal. We're kind of fighting it a little bit. But to me, that's a great shot based on a probability model, okay, of where I wouldn't mind being short. Look at all the resistance that we find at 5,000. Now, again, I don't want to make the case for you. Just know in your mind, if you make this trade at 5,000, you're gambling a little bit. If you have extra funds that you feel like gambling a little bit, go ahead. Now, you know, again, this is not a true recommendation. This is this could be a good spot. And based on the chart, it's a decent spot. But we're still kind of fighting it because we really need for it to stop going up before we can start worrying about trying to trade it on the way down. Okay? So, again, I'm giving you a trade that's somewhat of a little bit of a gamble if you'd like to make it. I'm not encouraging you, but I know my group. You guys are like me. Okay, but anyways, I would look at there. Okay, but again, it looks like it's, you know, 4,800, you know, 48 and change, and 5,000 should hold it. But again, we could, you know, when you have these thin markets, they can explode faster than you think they can. And then if you happen to get in some buyers, then you could really get a pop. Now again, your pop is all relative, but you know, it might be worth it. Take a shot there if you choose. The Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. All right, so we thought the Russell, and I remember specifically saying, you know what, I think we want to look at 1,100 right here, okay, and I thought we could short it. Well, of course, didn't work. It went right to 1,100, and just paused around there, and then it went straight up to 1,130. Now, that was interesting in its own right, okay, because, again, these are small caps. Now, this chart, although it looks very nice and juicy here, overall is still the ugliest of them all, but it doesn't matter. Again, we can't fight the overall action, and I'm not going to give you a level, nor am I going to step in. Now, if you wanted a level, you know, 1160, you can look at. That's a huge rally. Okay, 21 points is a lot in the Russell. Okay, so, but I mean, that's where I would look. But again, I'm not in a hurry. I repeat, I'm not in a hurry to get short here. I am a little short anyways, but I'm not in a hurry to add on. I mean, I took some off last night, as I said, that I thought that it would be a good chance of rally, so I kept cleaning up. Because I'm not going to sit here again and watch, you know, be right and have them go straight up against me. So, but what we're looking for here is for some confirmation that actually a top is put in, and we haven't seen that yet. Okay, there is no confirmation. The confirmation will come in a couple of directions. It'll come first of all from the tape or the footprint, but it'll also come when you can see some of the bears throwing in the towel and they're not throwing it in yet. Which is obviously why we keep climbing higher, which is why volume is decaying, because the bears are still around, but they can't sell anymore because they're all choking, but they're not chasing them yet either. So we'll see how it plays. But, you know, the indexes, I can't short them. I mean, you know, I gave you one reasonable spot, 5,000 in NASDAQ. That was all I'd look at. Now you got Netflix came out earnings today, so we'll see how it looks. Doesn't look great right now, but we'll see how it looks later. Crude oil, Charlie Lima. All right, so crude, we said, you know, remember I gave you the level 40, you know, but I really want to wait for 42. I think that's a better spot, okay, because, you know, again, I've seen this movie too many damn times, and I knew that it had a shot to bust, and it did. Okay, so it did get the 42, which was exactly what we were looking for. So hopefully you participated. So now...
So we'll come back and talk more about crude after the break, but remember our friends at Thinkorswim, swim lessons every day. It's the platform of choice of me, Bubba, and I urge you to check them out, and we can help get you a special break over there. Check out their swim lessons with Kevin and Scott every day. In the meantime, if you want to download the show, libertytalk.fm, every day it's available for you on demand. And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be back right after the break with more of the Monday Night Call. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And of course, we are reviewing Sunday. But again, just a reminder, in markets like this, it's a lot better to observe than to try to get involved. There is not enough action to create. We're not getting enough intraday price movement, nor are we getting enough implied volatility. So that's why we thought we'd do some educating today. So let's get back to the Monday Night Call. Here we go.
As we look at direction, what do we have? Well, we got 42-ish on the high side, 36 on the downside. So now, you know, you want to keep selling against 42. Now, this is actually fairly good action for bearish action as well, because look what's going on. Okay, we're making lower lows. Okay, we're making lower highs. So this is the kind of action you're looking for. And I would be looking, you know, again, 42, I would still be a seller now, and I'd be looking down to 36. Now, your first stop, you could look at 38, which would be reasonable. But again, I'm going to insist that I think we probably will go farther, and I'd rather miss and wait then try to catch it early, because you know these are a little bit more torturous and they trade all night long. So it's a tougher trade. You want to be a little bit more casual here, but I think it's overall 36 to 42 with an outside chance to go back to 34. But certainly it appears that the bottom's in, and it appears we'll trade in this big old wide range until something else happens. But I don't think you can look for any fear in this trade. I don't think nothing that'll ever happen in the Middle East war-wise will be a problem here, because we have our own oil, so we don't have to worry about it. Gold. Gulf Charlie. Okay. So last week we thought 1,200 to 1,180, to 1,280. But we never made it to 1,280. We never got back to 1,200. I believe that you're going to churn around here again. Now, it was interesting. You've had some fairly good swing moves. Now, last night it was up at 1,240, which did hold it in, which was an old level of ours from a long time ago. You know, I don't want to get involved here. We're like in the middle, in my eyes, we're in the middle of nowhere. I would expect a big move up to 1280 or back down to 1200. I would buyers at 1200, I'd sell at 1280 right now. Again, I'm not anxious to do anything. With the lack of action, it makes it a much bigger challenge to try to be right in these markets. You are not getting the benefit of the extra boost from volatility, which is a key component of what we do. Because remember, we always know what we can lose, but we don't always know what we can make. And when you have no volatility, you've already limited what you can possibly do, unless volatility spikes while you're in it. So I'm going to, you know, 1,200, 1,280, I'll trade either side at those levels. But for now, if it doesn't do anything, I'll sit and wait and give it another week to develop. The bonds. Zulu Bravo. Okay, now they were pretty whippy today. Now look what's happening again. I hate to be redundant, but we keep piling higher, and we thought maybe we could maybe sell here, but I said I'm not really not selling. Now we're making a little bit of a rounding bottom. Now this is again more driven. You know, it's driven by the footprint like everything else, but it's also driven by, you know, the Fed and what they're going to do with interest rates. And the interest rate market, you know, they're still calling. They're not going to raise. There's not going to be a hike. So bonds should continue to try to go higher. So, you know, again, you could look at, you know, the 167 area if you wanted to look at a spot to short, okay, in the bond market. You could look at 165 is a spot to buy. Okay, this morning they were puking on them when the market rallied, and then all of a sudden, boom, they turned around a little bit. And again, it wasn't a great day, but they were down like over a point and change. So I think you're 165 to 167. You can trade either side there. It's pretty liquid and pretty volatile, so there you go. The dollar, Delta X-ray Yankee. All right, so we did hold the bottom. Now we're coming up again. Now this is not real pretty, but I would say, again, for the fourth week in a row, I got to draw my X in up here. I mean, I'm convinced we're going back up here. Don't ask me why. The chart doesn't support my opinion at the moment, but I am convinced. Certainly, I'd be a buyer down here versus a seller, but right now, there's not a lot to do. You can look at spots, but know that this will have effect on some of the commodity markets if we do get the rally. But if you're a buyer, your 94 looks like a pretty damn good level in here, okay, to go ahead and buy. I'm not selling until it gets to 100. The euro, we get so close to 115. Look at that. But again, close enough. We try false breakout to the upside. Now break out to the downside. Now let's see what happens from here. Now your target this week would be about 113.80. And I would certainly be happy to give them to him there. And if I'm right about the dollar, this should come back down to probably about here. Okay. These are combined, you know, this is 65% or 60% of the dollar index, which is why they run so close and lockstep. So, you know, right here, there's not much to do, but I'd certainly be a seller at, you know, 113.80, 114. And of course, our dearly departed VIX. God, terrible. Look at this. Right back on the bottom again. Now, one might think that we might never ever winning trade again or action and trade again, and of course one would be wrong. But in the meantime, this is torture. If you're active, it's unbelievably bad torture because there's really nothing to do, and the VIX keeps telling you there's nothing to do. Now the VIX is going to break out again, and it probably, you know, the way it looks, will probably break to the downside. It's probably coming down to these lows here because I honestly believe that there's a fairly good chance that we see a new high. Now, I think if that happens, I think that will be, you know, we'll wait for the footprint, but that I think will be a wonderful selling opportunity because I think, unfortunately, I believe that we're going to grind it here until that happens. It's a brutal, volumeless grind, but that's what it is. So I think, you know, watch. Again, I'm still believing in that we should be observing, not actively trading. You know, if we find something that we like, we can trade it. But let's not get overactive because overall, there's just not a hell of a lot to do. Okay. Now, the VIX was questioned to me, and I go, okay, you're right. Now, the commercials, okay, which are big banks. Now, again, not all this always means something, okay, because they can be doing, you know, everybody tries to hide their overall position, okay. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, the big guys try to hide what they're doing, which is why you get all these things come out, noise, bullshit, you know, comes out, and they give you a story. But at the end of the day, but I happen to know that as far as the VIX future is concerned, they have on their biggest position or bigger than right before August 24th. So they're anticipating a big move in volatility. If we get the big move in volatility, typically that's going to be the downside. So they're anticipating. Now, the fly in that ointment, before you get too excited and say, oh, well, I'm going to join them, A, they got more money than we got, okay, number one. Number two, they have longs against that position And they could be looking, you know, they don't typically sell out. So what they could be looking for is a benefit from the long position. Yeah, I mean, from the VIX position while still holding on to their longs. It does indicate that they either are concerned or are trying to make a short play, but it does not necessarily mean that we're going down, nor does it mean we're going down tomorrow. They will continue to add to this position until it does work out for them. Okay, but again, they're a little bit different because they can, you know, if they don't have enough money, we'll have to bail them out so they can just keep doing this, right? That makes sense? So again, just because you know that, it doesn't necessarily make your job easier because we still need a valid footprint and we still need valid action for us to be able to get involved. Okay. Now, you know, I am concerned, and honestly, this is not, you know, BS. I am concerned at what's going on in the banking system as far as from a socialist standpoint of view. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if something came out that the Fed is actually backing Bernie Sanders. You know, it's been from some of the conspiracy theorists, I'm not one of them, but I have read about it. But it's looking more and more like it that, you know, this fiat currency crap, you know, they keep devaluing and we keep having to pay for it. And to me, it's starting to become an issue because none of our leaders can step up and do the right thing because they're too worried about Wall Street. And considering that most of us are not on Wall Street and 99% of the world is not on Wall Street, I would think that there'd be other concerns. And that is the one fallacy in a fiat currency because it can be manipulated by the central banks or, of course, the Federal Reserve. Now, you know that we have no lending. I've bitched about this forever, and it's only getting worse until they raise rates. However, look at what they've done for you. They've made it so easy to get money on your credit card, and they're making it so appetizing so they can make that a big profit center so then they can charge you usury rates. Now, you know, it's such a prey on people that are desperate that it really is nauseating what they're doing, but they're capitalizing on people that can't afford it. Okay, they're forcing people to borrow money they can't afford to pay back, hoping that they continue to make their payments because the truth of the matter is banks will work with you, and if they're charging you 23% interest, they'll drop it to 18, and they'll drop it lower. They'll give you more time. They just want you to keep paying. Because they're going to get that money, and they'll get it some way, one way or another. But it's just interesting the way that they go about it, and I, you know, that's another problem that I always have with the way that we do business. Now,
and that is one of the big problems that I have, of course, in life is I can't stand the way that they do business. But in the meantime, join my friends Scott Connor and Kevin Hanks over at Thinkorswim as they educate new traders daily, providing real time insights and trading stocks, options, futures every day. At no cost to you. That's the benefit of being with my friends at Thinkorswim. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure you download every day. We've got, as I've been mentioning, over 200,000. We're looking to get to 3. So make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download it every day. Also, follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe, as well as go like my Facebook page on the Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horwich, the Bubba Show. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back as we continue to educate you onto a better way of trading and a better way to go. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwich. Be right back after.
I've been feeling real good.
Welcome back. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwich, as we continue on our quest to educate everybody in the world of trading and investing. I encourage you to check out BubbaTrading.com and learn more about it. Again, I give you a lot of good stuff to make you better, make you more profitable, and to help you understand more about the markets. But let's get back to the Sunday night call. Here we go.
The oil freezes. Is anybody on this call actually surprised that they didn't freeze oil? Is anybody on this call surprised that they didn't freeze oil? I'd like to see if anybody is actually surprised. Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, did anybody really think that these idiots were going to do anything? You know, remember, okay, remember this. The oil, I don't care what they say in Saudi Arabia, what it cost them. Do you think they're paying a minimum wage out there? Tell me, Do you think you're paying those guys anything? Come on, are you kidding me? They're working for nothing. These guys are you know, just a you know, there's every dime they make is probably almost all profit. Okay, so to me, it is just an absolute joke that anybody even thought. Like, why was there such a big sell-off when it came? I mean, I thought it was pretty predictable. Okay. So, you know, hey, I don't get it. And then, of course, what would a week be without hearing from Ben Bernanke? Now, one of the guys I have on the radio all the time, I don't know if anybody listens to the show. By the way, we're getting over 200,000 downloads a month right now. But Mike McClellan, he's a good friend of mine. He used to trade in Chicago, lives in New York now, and he's a Ben Bernanke fan. And every time he comes in, I yell at him. I go, this guy wants to put more money out there. Okay. When are we going to realize that these guys don't have a clue? Okay. And again, I'm not saying they're not smart, but I hate to be lost with them somewhere and have to read a map. I don't think they could find their way home. I think we die out in the desert. You know, I don't get it. You know, first of all, what does Ben Bernanke open his mouth for, in number one? Don't we have enough Fed governors running around talking? Okay. I mean, to me, it's unbelievable. Okay. And so now they want to put more out. Now, all they're doing, every time they put money out, is they're taking away your money. They're reducing the value of what you got. They're reducing the money that you make. Okay? You know, it feels like the same, but if you ever looked at your dollar bills, they don't say currency, they say notes. You're borrowing. Okay? They can do whatever they want to it. You know, it used to say silver certificate. You could actually get money for it. Okay? So, I don't know. Okay? Now, the rich are getting richer, and the middle class is still getting still getting waxed. And I've talked to a number of you in different parts of the country, and I have not heard. If anybody has a great story of good things going on in your community, let me know. I'd really be curious. I would talk about it on air because I've yet to find anybody. And I don't want you just to appease me and say it's not. If something's really good, like I know in New York, things were fine. You know, they used to be fine in North Dakota. Now they're not so fine anymore. But certainly in Illinois, you know, people are fleeing Illinois because of the taxes here. And, you know, I know there's issues, but I know there's some good stories as well. So let me know. I mean, I'd love to hear, because obviously I want the economy to be great. We've got, you know, so much of this intervention with all these banks. I don't understand why we just can't let the economies trade. What happened to free market price discovery, and that tells you what the value of an asset is? I mean, doesn't it make more sense? And maybe I'm wrong, so maybe one of you guys is an economist out there, but not a Keynesian. But doesn't it make sense that if free market and price discovery dictated that something was worth $10 today, then you would have to devalue my currency, that if it had to go for less, the seller would sell it for less, wouldn't it? If you need the money, you would sell it for less or for more. So why is it that they have to devalue the currency to give me the artificial look of something looking higher priced? You know, I don't understand it. It doesn't, in my mind, I can't get my head around it. Okay? Because if it's price discovery, whatever the buyer's willing to pay and the seller's willing to sell it, that's the price. To me, that was always the fairest model that there was around. Why they have to start, you know, changing it, I don't know. But now, the markets, they're not going to break, okay? They're not breaking until the buyers are all done. And right now, as I've said, I believe that you've got a lot of greed coming in the market, and they're relentless right now. Now, they're relentless to a point. But again, this is not an excuse to sell. Remember, I am not selling in here, but look at the volume. It stinks. We keep getting lower, and it's not even summer yet, okay? But my point here is that simply, there's no reason to try to fade what's going on because there's nothing going on. So if you're going to fight something, this would not be the time to fight. Wait for a better opportunity. Because right now, no matter what side you pick, you're an underdog. How's that? Now, we know the market's going up, so the footprint support up, but no matter what side you pick, depending on what you trade, you're an underdog. It's not good to be an underdog. You know, this is where the house makes all the money. Okay? And this is the market set up that way right now. Okay? It just, when you get this type of market, I've said it many times, you're a favorite to lose a lot of money if you try to outsmart it or play it. It's just too tough. Now, we will find something that if we find something good, we'll go for it. Then, of course, Greenspan, he was surprised. He's the guy who built the first bubble. I mean, you know, he believes in all this crap. So what is he opening his yap for? He was on, I think he's on CNBC. Okay. What is his, you know, he said that our job was to inflate the stock market. Why is that their job? Who cares? I mean, I know we all care for our 401ks, but at the end of the day, you know, we don't benefit on it day to day. It's something you're putting away. So I don't know. I had a problem. I mean, the Bernanke went anymore printing Greenspan telling you that they do worry about the markets. Okay. Now, there is one thing I do agree with Bernie Sanders on. Okay. I think the big banks need to be broken up. I think they're too big. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. Again, I could be wrong. This is just, I give you my opinion. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I don't like it. And certainly they're way too big and they're way too powerful. And the truth of the matter is that Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan own the Fed. So what kind of deal is that? I mean, not only do they screw everybody, but they own the house on top of it. So they're the ones who got their finger when you watch the roulette wheel, you know, and the guy pushes the button and they go the wrong number. That's who they are. They got you by both sides. How could you ever beat them? Okay. Earnings suck. Now, again, this is the same old story, right? Market expectations versus what they delivered. So if you set the bar so low, it's hard not to beat the bar. And, of course, they are beating lower than expectations, but it doesn't matter. That's what you always have to understand. It doesn't matter what we think. I can bitch all day long at what bothers me and tell you why. But at the end of the day, I'm not right. If I tell you to sell it, which I haven't, so that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You cannot fight what's invisible to you until it shows you an ability. And right now, there is nothing to show. It's just a grind. And the last thing is Christine Lagarde. God, you know, they're all part of the same clan, right? The IMF, the World Bank, the Fed, and the central banks. She wants more negative rate. She says GDP is going to be weak again this year. Well, gee, is anybody surprised GDP is going to be weak again this year across the world? Gee, what a shock. Nobody's working. And now they want the minimum wage at $15, which will mean there'll be less people working. And not only will there be less people working, there'll be less part-time jobs available for the guys and gals that need to support a family, that need a part-time job to go along with their other job because they're not making enough. There'll be none of those left. Because you can bet your ass that McDonald's, all these places that can go to robots, are going to robots. Because they're not paying $15 an hour. Because it's ridiculous. Okay? So you can bet that the amount of jobs for the people that need those jobs, they're going to be a lot less of them if they get this thing approved. And Lord knows what they're doing. But, I mean, I don't get it. But anyways.
And we'll leave it at that for today. But, you know, again, markets are all about understanding and learning the things that affect the markets and then again affect you at the end of the day. But make sure that you take the time to understand some of these things and, you know, put them in your little trick bag so that the next time you get involved, you'll have a better shot at it. It's always important to me that you guys are doing well. So we're going to step out for the day, but this has been The Bubba Show. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the podcast every day. We've got, like I said, over 200,000 looking to get to 3. Follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe, as well as like my Facebook page, The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'll do it for today. We'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.